Last February, a complaint filed by a local journalist put police discipline in Seattle under a spotlight. It revealed the obscure and complicated system through which officers are able to appeal their misconduct findings. One year later, KUOW's Amy Radel looks at what has changed and what city officials say still needs to happen.
In the summer of 2013, Seattle journalist Dominic Holden filed a complaint with Seattle's Office of Professional Accountability, saying a police officer tried to harass and intimidate him. The OPA sustained his complaint, saying the officer had broken rules on professional courtesy. The case was closed, but then in February last year, Holden heard indirectly that the officer had appealed the finding. Interim SPD Chief Harry Bailey had reached a settlement with the officer in which the misconduct finding was, in fact, reversed. At that point, Mayor Murray called a press conference, and Holden came to challenge Bailey's actions.
If you want a reformed police department, don't you want a chief in charge who is honest with you?
Murray stood by the chief.
And I believe we have a chief, after many years, who is restoring the public's faith in this police department by who he is and by how he's acted.
Holden has since moved to New York. He's now a reporter at BuzzFeed News.
I was in an unusual position of being a reporter who was writing about my own complaint with the Seattle Police Department. And what we saw was that this was a much more drawn-out process and that it included many more escape hatches for police officers accused of misconduct than pretty much anyone involved had expected.
Meanwhile, members of the city council and police oversight groups weighed in, and a few days later, Murray reversed the reversal. The findings in Holden's complaint would remain. But the mayor called the appeals system Byzantine. He said further changes could come only through labor negotiations.
Remember, there's a whole series of issues that are part of collective bargaining here that also tie our hands, that we'll also have to visit at some point to change some of the aspects of this.
At some point is now. His team is currently in contract negotiations with police unions. People involved with police oversight are anxious to see what emerges. The ensuing months have brought a blizzard of recommendations to change this system, including keeping people in the loop.
Well, I remember quite vividly, I was in my office and began to get emails from the chief's legal advisor notifying me of the settlements.
Pierce Murphy heads the Office of Professional Accountability, which investigates complaints about officers. He only learned of the settlement in this misconduct case after the fact. But since last February, Murphy says those communication gaps have been repaired. When officers file appeals, Murphy says he and the city attorney's office are involved along the way.
There's good communication to us. We're being notified when the appeals are done. We're being notified when there's settlements.
And Murphy notifies the public. As of this year, you can read the results of misconduct investigations on his website as soon as they're completed, and his office updates that record to reflect any appeals. He also has a new policy to touch base regularly with each complainant and employee during an investigation. Further changes will require consent from the Seattle Police Officers Guild. The union's former president, Rich O'Neill, called the controversy over appeals a power grab by police critics. But the current guild president, Ron Smith, has urged his officers to be more accepting of change. Smith recently told the Stranger newspaper his message to officers is, "If you don't like the politics here, then leave." Scott Lindsay is special assistant on police reform in Mayor Murray's office. Lindsay called Smith's comments fairly stunning. He's hopeful they can find a way to streamline officers' appeals into a single, predictable process.
Those words from the Police Guild president himself, I think, really suggest a new tone or that our police accept that reform and getting this right in light of the consent decree, in light of community concerns, in light of their own concerns and their own desire to be the best police force in the world, that they're really on board.
Some of the questions still to be resolved include whether the appeals process will be open to the public, those hearings are currently closed, and whether the complainant should have a say during an appeal. Dominic Holden says there's no question his case was treated differently because of its high profile. Holden says he hopes the reforms will change the process across the board, not just in the most visible cases.
Going forward, what is most critical is both making this process transparent to the public and publishing the results of these findings, but also creating as much autonomy for police discipline as possible.
In addition to labor negotiations, Mayor Murray is expected to introduce legislation by the end of March to further those goals. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.